Poland has once more become a battleground, this time for the world's biggest defense contractors. They're vying for a $3 billion contract to supply new fighter jets. Poland joined NATO in 1999, and under alliance rules, it must now modernize its armed forces. As NPR's Guy Raz reports now from Warsaw, it's an expensive project for a nation still recovering from decades of communist rule.
What the Polish army lacks in equipment, it more than makes up in pomp and flair. Colonel Waldemar Czarnecki is Poland's liaison to NATO. He's possibly the alliance's biggest cheerleader, and he's getting pretty excited about things to come.
Air defense will be completely integrated with NATO defense system, air defense system. Forces will be smaller, better equipped, capable to deploy outside of the Polish territory and capable to sustain in the hostile environment.
Poland has a virtual revolving door for visitors from the West's top brass. Last month, NATO Supreme Allied Commander General Joseph Ralston paid a visit and a compliment.
As I watched the performance of your soldiers in Bosnia-Herzegovina, to the progress of your soldiers in Kosovo, and as I see what your soldiers have done in the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia, I can only tell you and tell the Polish people how very grateful I am for their sacrifices and their great performances.
The country now spends about $30 million a year on its NATO missions, a paltry sum compared to NATO's overall expenditures, but not an insignificant expense for Poland. A visitor to a Polish military base can expect to witness one of the regular war games conducted. Smoke bombs and blanks, camouflaged paint and helicopters all make for spectacular viewing. But now that Poland is a member of NATO, it has to do more than put on a good show. It must fulfill certain alliance requirements. Poland now has to buy 60 new NATO-compatible multi-purpose jet fighters within the next 4 years. The old Soviet-era MiGs that are rusting on Poland's air bases just won't do, and that has defense contractors in Europe and the U.S. scrambling.
Poland's a very important market.
Richard Kirtland heads up Lockheed Martin's international division. He's hoping to convince Poland to buy his company's F-16 fighter jets.
We're hoping they select the F-16. It is a very rigorous competition. The Swedish Gripen and the French Mirage are both very active, and we'll approach it the same way. We talk about capability, we talk about cost. One of the things that we believe is a strong selling point is that you are then brought into U.S. doctrine, U.S. training, U.S. logistics, U.S. support, and that those capabilities are then available to you.
NATO expansion has given major defense contractors a lucrative market. Last year, the Czech Republic bought $2.5 billion worth of Gripen jets. Hungary decided to go with the Gripens as well. Those sales were regarded as a major loss for U.S. weapons manufacturers, so Lockheed Martin really needs to clinch the deal in Poland. Poland has made an initial commitment to buy 48 new jets by the end of this year, but former Polish Defense Minister Janusz Oniszkiewicz isn't sure his country will have the cash.
The trouble is that we need about 60 new planes. And to buy 60 new planes, it's a very, very major effort, because the price tag is about $3, maybe $4 billion.
But Poland's entire annual defense budget is only about $3 billion. That money has to pay for everything from military pensions to administration to equipment. Poland recently purchased some old East German jets and tanks at a cut-rate price from Germany, but NATO considers it a stopgap measure. The alliance insists Poland buy new NATO-standard fighter jets. Janusz Oniszkiewicz, the man who pushed Polish entry into NATO, says much of the Soviet-era equipment is still very useful and shouldn't be dismantled.
This equipment is not sort of a NATO-type equipment. It is true, but, you know, let's be frank about one thing. The standardization in NATO is very, very limited.
But standardization is also the rule. And as NATO seeks to expand further, 9 countries are candidates at the moment. More and more governments will have to face expensive military modernization. As one defense analyst in Warsaw quipped, joining NATO is like becoming a member of the best country club. You can't go out on the greens with 1960s golf clubs without being laughed at. Guy Raz, NPR News, Warsaw.